Good morning. Who can tell me what this is? Pigeon, that's right. And it's not just any kind of pigeon. It's what they call a homing pigeon. You know why they call them homing pigeons? Because they come home. They take these birds and they take them far away. They'll take them hundreds of miles and they race them because they come directly home, and they fly really fast. They can fly almost as fast as a car, and they're very smart birds. And you know what else they do that not everybody knows is they take really good care of their young. They raise them, the mommy, dad, and the birdie, and the mama and the daddy. They stay together for their whole life, and they raise their babies, and they take turns, and they keep feeding the babies even when they're big and almost as big as they are. The daddy bird will go and he'll feed the babies. And I have a picture of one with the baby. Can you see the two little babies underneath? They're very, very good with their babies. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a story about a homing pigeon named Noah. And Noah didn't have any babies, he didn't have a mate, and he didn't even have a leg. He only had one leg. He got injured, and he ended up at a rescue ranch where they rehabilitate animals, and that's where he lived. And he lived at that ranch. And one day, someone brought in some baby bunnies. And they brought in five little baby bunnies that were orphaned because their mother had gotten killed by a dog. And Noah had can we turn that like that? Okay. And so they brought the baby bunnies in, and Noah was in front of the bunny cage, and he was looking at the bunnies, and every day he even slept in front of the bunny cage, and that wasn't his normal place to sleep. But two of the bunnies died. They were very tiny and very fragile and very helpless at that age. And they went to go check on the bunnies one morning, and they counted the bunnies, and they counted one bunny and two bunnies. And where was the third bunny? And they couldn't find it, and they looked in the cage, and they looked all around, and then they looked at Noah, and they said, "Noah, do you know what happened to the third bunny?" And they looked really carefully, and you know what? Underneath Noah was the third bunny. It had squirmed through the wire of the cage because it was so small, and it had squirmed through, and it crawled under Noah, and Noah was taking care of it. And they said, "Well, let's put Noah with all the bunnies." And he took care of them. And you know, underneath a homing pigeon, it's really, really soft under them. Their feathers are so silky, and their bellies are kind of firm, but they're like a little waterbed, and they're so warm. And that's where the bunny was. The bunny snuggled under there. And I have some pictures of Noah with the bunny. And he took care of them just like they were his little babies. And when they started to squirm away, he would gently with his beak, he would pull them under him where they would be warm and protected. And the bunnies, they were doing so much better. They were getting bigger, and they were so much happier. And pretty soon, they got big enough so that they could be released. They did so well, all three of the bunnies. And here's a picture of them. They're big. They got big, and they did so well under Noah's care. And you know who cares for us and who loves us? Our moms and dads, right? And God loves us. And you know what the Bible says? It says that God will protect us. He'll keep us from all dangers. And it says He'll cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall find refuge. And just like Noah protected the little bunnies, that's what God wants to do with us. And you know what he asks us to do? He wants us to be good and kind to others. Do any of you have little baby brothers and sisters? We see babies in church, as babies around us. We're to be really gentle, right, with the babies and with the animals. Any of you have pets at home? You're really gentle with the pets, right? And also, the Bible wants us to be kind and gentle to each other. You know what Jesus said? He said, love one another just as I have loved you. And the Bible even goes further than that. He says to be good and kind to our enemies and those that don't like us. And he said to give to them if they need something and don't expect anything back. Okay, so sometimes we forget that. So I want you to remember Noah and the bunnies, and just like Noah cared for the little bunnies and protected them, that's how God wants to protect us. He wants to protect us, and he loves us, and that's how he wants us to be to others, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us the animals to give us an example of your love, and we pray that you will help us not to forget your love for us, and that you'll help us to show that to those around us. Amen. Okay, now we're going to have the lamb's offering, and then remember to meet in the back for children's church today.